Islam, the way of life. Islam, the way of life. Islam, the way of life. The way of life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode of the program Islamic Etiquettes. Within this series, inshallah, we will learn about the Islamic mannerisms and ways to live our life. Actions that we do on a day-to-day basis, but in the Islamic way. And inshallah, the purpose of these programs is to remind us, because we do know these things, but it's a matter of reminding and also implementing within our lives, inshallah. Teaching them to our fellow children, to our family members, to our friends, and increasing the Islamic way and the prophetic way of living our life, inshallah. And when we do so, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will find a lot of blessings within our time, a lot of blessings within our work, and within our day-to-day actions as well. Let us commence the episode by mentioning an excellence of reciting peace and blessings upon the embodiment of Nur, the most honored one, the most praised one, the beloved of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith pak has been reported on the authority of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b, he was addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will make my salutations for you, Ya Rasulullah, all the time. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, I will spend all of my time sending peace and blessings, salat and salam upon you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in reply to this, O Ubay bin Ka'b, by doing this, it will suffice for your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to know from this prophetic narration that by reciting salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person's worries, his difficulties, his anguishes, his anxiety, his depressions are removed and are washed away by the blessings of reciting Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember the beautiful saying of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat ki jiye. O Raza, for the sake of that individual, that honorable and that blessed individual, who for not even a single moment did he forget his nation, make it necessary upon yourself, O Raza, to send salutations in abundance upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another glad tidings that we have been given is that a person's sins will be forgiven by praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by sending and by reciting salat and salam. I pray and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He honors us with the privilege of sending and reciting Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily in abundance with love and devotion. Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic is the etiquettes of eating and drinking. Now, the viewers of Madani Channel may be thinking that we know the etiquettes of eating and drinking. We have studied them from a young age. Majority of the viewers are well versed in this regard. They know about how to eat, how to drink in the Islamic way, in the prophetic way, and many do. This episode, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is to remind us about this. For those who lack at times, because we forget, we are insan, we are human beings. The word insan in Arabic is derived from the root nisyan. Nisyan means to forget. So as human beings, within our nature to forget. So this will be a program, inshallah, to remind us. But on top of this, within this program, we will hear
excellencies, virtues of eating and drinking in the prophetic way, in the way Islam has taught us, and in the way that our noble master, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. But as well as this, we will also hear briefly about how some of the other prophets, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and many other prophets, how they used to also eat as well, inshaAllah. So let us commence our discussion today and our topic by the etiquettes of eating. I'd like to present in front of you a few prophetic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in regards to the etiquettes of eating. It has been reported in Sahih Muslim from Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "That food upon which Bismillah is not recited is permissible for the shaitan to eat." This means that the devil, meaning the shaitan, he partakes in your meal if you do not recite Bismillah before eating. How serious is this blessed narration, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? In another prophetic narration, in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu, he reports the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "When a person enters a home and proclaims Bismillah on entering and before eating, then shaitan, he says to his accomplices, neither will you get any shelter nor anything to eat in this home. If one does not say Bismillah when entering the home, then the devil, he says to his accomplices, now you have found a place of shelter. And if that individual, he does not say Bismillah before eating, then he says to his accomplices, the devil says, now you have found a place of shelter and food to eat." Allahu Akbar. Here we are being taught by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that upon entering our home and before eating, we should recite Bismillah, which means Allah's name I begin with. And why? Because the devil says, if a person says this before entering his home and before eating, then he says to his accomplices, his own associates, his friends, the devil says that you won't find any shelter here and you won't find anything to eat. Why? Because this recitation of Bismillah is a barrier, it's a protection from the evil of the devil. Because you are calling the name of the Creator, which the devil cannot even penetrate. So this is a message that I would like the dear viewers of Madinah Channel to act upon, inshallah. Every time before we enter our home, remember and recite Bismillah. And also before eating, let us also recite Bismillah as well. Another narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim Sharif from Sayyidina Umar bin Abi Salma radiallahu anhuma. He says that he narrates himself. He says that as a young child myself, I was in the care of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whilst eating, I would eat from all over the plate. I would pick from every side from the plate. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to me, "Recite Bismillah, eat with your right hand, and eat from the portion of the plate which is before you, which is in front of you." Subhanallah. Within this prophetic narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his blessed life, that he would not only educate the elderly or those who are adolescent or who are men and women, rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for the entire universe. He would teach young children as well in a beautiful, in a polite, in a loving manner. This is what we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet taught us to recite Bismillah before eating, to eat with the right hand, and eat from the portion of the plate which is in front of you. Subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah give us all the ability to act upon this as well. And in relation, I'd like to mention a side point in relation to eating with the right hand. It has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling us the importance of eating with the right hand. It has been mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this has been reported in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one should eat any food or drink any water with the left hand, for to eat and drink with the left hand is the manner, it's the way of the devil. This is why we have been educated by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat with the right hand. And our Prophet taught us in this narration that we should eat with the right hand, because nobody should drink and eat anything with the left hand, because this is the way of the shaitan. And this point I just wanted to mention in relation to why the Prophet specified eating with the right hand. Dear viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to also mention to you a point about eating as well. We know many du'as that we recite. I would just like to mention one narration where the Prophet ﷺ taught us a supplication that we recite before eating and drinking anything. I'll mention to you this narration on the authority of the companion of the Prophet, Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu. He mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when eating or drinking, you should say, Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai ya hayyu ya qayyum. By the blessings of this, what will happen? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the meal or the drink will not cause you any illness, even if it has been poisoned. Reciting this dua is a protection from even poison. This particular narration, this has been found in the accounts in history of the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they would recite this dua and they drunk poison with this certainty to prove this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be true, and they found it to be completely true. In one particular occasion, there was a slave girl of a companion, and she would poison the food of that companion, and the companion would not realize. He would consume the food. One day, after so many days passed by, the slave girl, she asked that, are you a jinn or a human? And the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah, I am a human being. She said that I have been poisoning you for so many days and I don't see any effect of the poison. So then the companion radiallahu anhu said, before I eat any meal or drink any beverage, I supplicate these blessed words which my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai ya hayyu ya qayyum. And by the blessings of these words, no poison can affect me. And what is the meaning of this particular supplication? Bismillah means Allah's name I begin with, wa billahi alladhi, and with that blessed name, nothing in the heavens or the earth can cause harm by mention of this blessed name. O the one who is ever living, and O the one who is everlasting. Alhamdulillah, this is another Madani pearl that we can learn, that we should try to recite this dua as well. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we famously know in the prophetic life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat with three fingers, as this is sunnah and it's mentioned in the prophetic narrations as well. And as well as eating with three fingers, we also come to know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also commanded us to clean our fingers and our plates as well. And why? Meaning to not leave anything left behind, to completely eat everything that has been provided on the plate. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that because you know not which portion of the food holds the blessing. Hence our Prophet taught us also it's a beautiful mindset of not wasting anything. This was naturally in the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show respect and gratitude to our Creator who has provided us with food. No doubt we worked hard day and night to make the food, to provide the food, to buy the food. But in essence, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us that we must be grateful to Allah. One way of being grateful to Allah is to not waste any food. And even before wiping our hands, before wiping our fingers, we should lick our fingers clean. And also clean our plate, because we do not know which part of the food has the blessings within it. Subhanallah. Dear viewers among each other, I'd like to mention to you another narration which will inspire us to clean our plate, inshallah, meaning to completely, to finish everything upon our plate. By the blessings of this narration, inshallah, we'll become inspired to clean our plate, to clean our fingers as well. This narration has been reported in many books. Imam Ahmad has mentioned, Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned, and Imam Ibn Majah has also mentioned in their blessed ahadith collections from Nubaysha radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever cleans his plate after eating, that plate will make istighfar for the individual. Meaning, the plate will seek forgiveness in the court of Allah on behalf of the one who consumed from that plate. So this is another point that we should learn. And a beautiful narration, it's mentioned in the narration of Razin. What is the supplication that the plate makes? The plate says, may Allah grant you salvation from Jahannam, meaning the fire of hell, the way you granted me deliverance from the devil. Because remember that the shaitan, he eats the leftover food. And at times, even the jinns, they eat this leftover food. So this is something we should keep in mind, that we should clean our plate. We should finish everything within our plate. Inshallah, by the blessing of this, we will be attaining the dua. And the dua of the plate, and the plate will make istighfar for us. Will seek forgiveness on our behalf. As well as this, dear viewers on Bandi channel, you are well aware that every action within Islam teaches us to do it with our right hand. For example, numerous actions. The right hand is been encouraged in every single action. If we pick up anything, if we give anything to someone, give it with the right hand. If we are eating any food, eat it with the right hand. Dear viewers of Madani channel, to keep in mind is that we should keep our glass on our right hand side as well, so that it's natural with our right hand picks it up. And another point, dear viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to mention in front of you, is in particular at times whilst eating the food. For example, we begin the meal. We begin our breakfast, our lunch, our dinner, our tea, our snacks. And at times we forget to recite Bismillah. We forget to recite the eating dua. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. Or we forget to recite Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i ya hayyu ya qayyum. So then what do we do? Will we miss out on the blessing? So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us indirectly and said, do not fret, O my ummati, O my follower, do not fret. There is also something that you can recite upon remembering as well. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to the entire world, subhanallah. We have been taught this supplication. I would like all the dear viewers of Madani channel to also memorize this dua in particular, because we forget many a time. This is something I'd like to especially include in this episode, is this particular dua. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. This is the supplication that we recite when upon remembering to recite Bismillah. So if we forget, upon remembering, we should recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Maybe some of the viewers of Madani channel coincidentally at this time are eating. Maybe they forgot the dua. So I encourage you even now to recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. There is one narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would like to present in front of you. It has been mentioned in the Sunan of Abu Dawood, the Sunan of Tirmidhi, and in Hakim. It's been reported from the blessed and pure wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, When a person, he begins to eat, he should take the name of Allah. In other words, he should recite Bismillah. And if he has forgotten to recite Bismillah at the beginning, then he should say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. So, first of all, dear viewers, I'd like to translate this for you. What does Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu mean? And in some narrations it says Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. And you can also recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. This means Allah's name I begin with in its beginning and in its ending. And there is one particular narration mentioned in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, dear viewers of Madni channel. I would just like your attention here. The people said, Ya Rasulullah, we eat food, but our stomachs are not filled, i.e. we are still hungry after we eat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, possibly you eat individually, you eat on your own. So they acknowledged this, they thought about this, and they realized, yes, this is in fact right. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and they said, eat together and say Bismillah. There shall be barakat, there shall be barakah, blessings in your food. And on one instance, dear viewers of Madani channel, it's been mentioned by Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu. He says that we were once in the holy presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the food was presented to us. In the beginning, we noticed such blessings like we had never seen in any meal before. But towards the end, we noticed that the blessings became less. So we said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why did this happen? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, all of us recited Bismillah before eating. Then one person came along and he sat down and he began eating without reciting Bismillah. So shaitan shared in the meal with him. So this is, we learn from this prophetic narration, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we should at all times recite Bismillah before eating and drinking. And in particular, if we forget, we should recite the supplication Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And I'd just like to mention to you another narration which is very important in this regard as well. It's linked to this exact same point about reciting Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. It's mentioned in the Sunan of Abu Dawood Sharif on the authority of Umayyah bin Makhshi radiallahu an. He says that once a person was eating his meal without saying Bismillah. So he had completed his entire meal except for one morsel of food. There was one morsel of food, there was one bit of food left. He then raised that morsel of food to consume it and he said, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled and he said, Shaitan was eating with him, but when he took Allah's name, then the shaitan, he spewed out whatever was in his stomach. The shaitan, he spewed out whatever was within his stomach. And the ulama mentioned that this could also mean that by reciting Bismillah, the blessings of the meal that was lost before, because he didn't recite Bismillah, the blessings of the meal that was lost, it's regained again. So look how easy it is for us to gain blessings within our meal. We want blessings within our sustenance. We want blessings within our meal. We want blessings within our family members. Let us begin and encourage the recitation of Bismillah. Emphasize this, encourage this, practice this yourself amongst your family members, inshallah. And you will see the prophetic narrations and the glad tidings given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be true before your very eyes. I pray in the court of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every permissible action, and in particular before eating and before drinking and before entering the home as well, as in particular we have mentioned and we have heard the excellences in this regard in our silsila today. Another point I like to mention before ending is that on the point of eating with three fingers, it's been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all the prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, they would eat with three fingers. So this is the sunnah of the prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam. Upon all of the prophets, may there be peace and may there be salutations. And in particular, upon our beloved master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may there be millions of salutations and peace. So all the prophets would also eat with three fingers. So we should also try to eat with three fingers as well. There were many points to mention, dear viewers of Madani Channel, but just as an encouragement and emphasis in particular in reciting Bismillah, because this is how we can gain blessings within our food, within our beverages. And also, today a big problem is that we are not full. We are not full, and the reason for this is because we eat alone, we eat on our own. So try to eat with your family members, inshallah, and you will see a lot of blessings within your sustenance, and you will see that you will become full and satiated a lot quicker. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the viewers of Madani Channel and grant us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam.